Aye, and we spoke about it before the game, Craig, and listen, it's been an absolute pleasure to work with the guys, the staff, the environment, that, and the conditions that we've created, and the boys have responded very well to it. And we all know ourselves, we, when you win football games, you know, make life a lot easier and enjoyable. But what I must say about this group of players, it's not about just winning football games, they're learning, and they've got the willingness and the desire to learn. And, you know, your success and they just come with, playing good football and getting down. Their work effort has been absolutely top draw in their application. And that's not just, again, I say it every week now, you know, for the starting 11, but even the boys that are up standing out at this minute in time, every one of them was playing a massive contribution in terms of the positive atmosphere that we do have at the place at this moment in time. And along with that continuing, we'll certainly, we, Alan and myself, my staff, we won't change any way in how we do our preparations and trying to adapt to the things of the game. And, you know, I think today, you know, to go and get that, you know, the 5 wins in a trot, it's a great achievement. I think it's over 14 years or something since the Clyde side's done that. So even within that itself, we set the guys a target 3 weeks ago against Edinburgh City in a wee mini league, playing all the teams that are in round about us. And we asked them to go and finish the top of that mini league. We ended up doing that last week in 2 games, but we asked them today to go and do it, you know, with maximum points. And they done it, and again, another positive performance with a clean sheet. I thought some of the football we played today, and nothing to show for it in terms of goals in the first half, but I thought some of the football we played today was, you know, the best that I've seen since I've been here. So, you know, the players are grasping everything that we've asked of them, and we'll demand more out of them, you know, and they know that competition is healthy. They know that there's people, there's quality there to come in, to step up, you know, and to help the team. But, you know, every single one of them, you can see just what they're giving us. You can see, you know, even when they're coming off, you know, they're still partying, they're supporting the guys that go in. Absolutely brilliant. And, you know, it takes a wee bit of time to build that up, my football club. And I believe that we've got it quicker than it, which some have had in longer periods. I think the new guys have just, know, Craig, haven't just come in and given us, you know, a bit of quality. What they have done, they've given us quality along the competition. They've raised the bar and the performances of all the other players. And that's no disrespect for the guys that have already been here prior to the window opening. It was always going to be small changes. You know, it was always going to take a bit of time to get these guys playing one way to another, and letting them realise that they are good footballers. You know, we could see it in training very early for the two, for myself and Alan coming in. But then we would see it on a Saturday, you know, and they wouldn't get what they were doing in training. But I think over a matter of time there, it was just a matter of keep letting the guys know that you believe in them, know that they are good footballers, and building that confidence back up. And I think that really stuck in abundance for me today, particularly in the first half.
You've mentioned the football a lot there, and the movement through midfield must have delighted
me. I think we had a lot of creativity in the other day. I thought we're very positive. We are trying to get the creative players in there. I thought wee Jack Boyle was outstanding in his link-up play. I thought Kevin Nicol, in the last couple of weeks, in terms of when the window opened, his level of performance went through the roof. So's everyone's, and it's maybe a bit unfair in the East and going to anybody out there. But as I says there, and you know, we look around, but we're going that bench, and we look at it, and it's a shame that we can only get 3 of them on, you know, at the one given time. But as I said there, even the players that didn't participate and play there today, they're still in there, you know, and feel a part of it as if they didn't, and they have played a massive part in that. And we're coming into a very wee busy period after next week. I think we're going to midweek games for a couple of weeks. So the squad's going to be stretched. So, you know, long may it continue, and you know, we don't want to rest on that. I think that we want to continue, we want to improve. I've been chipping away at them, giving them the wee targets that I want to see that goal deficit, I think -5 now. I want to see it down to 0 as quickly as we possibly can. And, you know, as I say, it's, you know, a very, very happy dressing room, but one that certainly doesn't get carried away. They know where their success is coming from, and that is first and foremost is their effort, their application, their work rate, you know, how they start games, they earn the right to play.
What goals
do
you set the players for the rest of the season?
I think we just take one game at a time. They managed to see a little bit of rewards last week. He jumped a place against above Berwick. And I think we've now got to look at the next ones that are in and round about us, you know, and I think a lot of people think that Clyde season is written off, you know, but if we keep chipping away and progressing the area that we are, you know, we might just surprise a few people.
Your next three games are all against teams above you in the table. You obviously mentioned earlier creating a mini league with the teams around you. Do you think this next few games gives you a chance to really like look up the table?
Well, I think where we were five games ago, there's a lot of teams above us, you know, and we started off this fantastic run, you know, beating the two top teams, Montrose and Peterhead. So as I say, it's there. Can't look too far ahead. There's 13 very important games to go. Hopefully, you know, depending on how things go, but 3 points makes a massive difference. You know, when we first come in there, we were getting the clean sheets and we were solid, but we looked, you know, we didn't look as if we were going to create. We've now overcome that in terms, and we look very solid at the back. And I think overall, you know, coming in and the ball that we're playing, the chances that we're creating, and the clean sheets that we're keeping, you know, it's everything. And we've got to keep demanding, we've got to try keep pushing these boys to the limit. And, you know, with the pedigree that Alan and myself certainly do have in these leagues, we certainly won't be asking for anything less.
Me and Danny are chums.